Hey Joe, how are you? Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yes, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Same here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about the decision, first of all, to postpone Lunar New Year and then to go virtual.
We actually have been planning the Lunar New Year since last November. We were actually thinking and, you know, in the action to do the in-person on February 6th, which is a Sunday. And unfortunately, when we saw the Omicron number, you know, kept increasing, the planning committee, our team and our supporters, we decided to move it to virtual. And then we also decided to giving out the Lunar New Year bags to the elders, to the residents, to the youth and family in Quincy instead. So that's is a very difficult decision because we know that all of us have been sheltered in place or been staying inside, and a lot of activities have been canceled due to the COVID for the last 2 years. So we're so looking forward to it. So unfortunately, we have to do the right thing. So.
Yeah, is your office open to the public? Our Quincy Asian Resources, are you able to do in-person activities?
We are. It's appointments, so people can make appointment to see our specialists to help in terms of different community services. And right now for adult education is still virtual on Zoom. We have the Tai Chi in person with social distance and face masks. And we're still doing the food pantry support at the Germantown Neighborhood Center. And then also the with the partnership with City of Quincy and Quincy Public Housing, we also go to three public housing locations every week to provide support to the elders, especially for the services that usually would come to our centers. So.
What types of things are you not able to do right now, Philip, that you hope to start up once the pandemic gets a little bit more under control?
Joe, meeting you in person. That's
yes, I look forward to that as well. Sure.
I think, you know, for lots of us, we know that, you know, lots of us got the vaccination, and there's a majority of people got the vaccination, and there's a lot of things that, you know, haven't been back to normal. I think we were trying to back to normal last year, but it just got another wave. So technology definitely helped in terms of, you know, bridging the gap, but definitely that in-person high touch, and there's certain nuances that, you know, the in-person meeting, especially for a lot of elders, in-person really provide that sense of security and, you know, being there. It's more echo to them. But they're adjusting it. They have adjusted it. So for the last 2 years, since we started, you know, when the pandemic first started it, we were so worried about with all the barriers that, you know, the elders will be the most impacted, not being able to adapt to technology. But we have seen that not necessarily the truth. They're very resilient. They learn something new. And we've been doing our survival English for the elders for the last 2 years. So.
I know at kind of the height of the pandemic, you were able to take lots of folks to their vaccinations. Are you doing that now with the boosters?
Yes. So right now, our focus is helping people for the scheduling the booster. And then also, we're working on the what we call hesitancy group. to really help educate and promote that the importance of vaccination. But at the beginning, when the vaccination first started it, we did partner with the state and CDC and Red Sox to bring the elders and people in need to the family park to get the vaccination. So it was last year. I think that was around the same time in January. It's just crazy time. Like with the pandemic, you really don't, you lost a sense of time right now. So
it's true. It does seem like time stands still sometimes. But I do know that Rocky Chan from Quarry was able to present to the Quincy School Committee last week, I believe, regarding your English language learning program.
Yes. So we are very proud of City of Quincy with all the student and families at the Quincy Public Schools, with all the teachers. I think one thing that we cannot forget is all the teachers. They've been working so hard. It's not easy to do virtual for teaching so many students. And they, trust me, I'm sure they work double, right? So, and the school community and the administration office. And then with Corey, the team being also working so hard to making sure that the students and parents have all access, have all support. Mental behavioral health is also something that is very important to us, very dearly. So we've been working with the guidance council, with the leadership team from Quincy Public School to provide more access, to provide more activities that the youth can enjoy. Especially for the summer, last summer, when the number went tremendously, you know, to a very trivial, we brought the youth back out. We call something called Laughing Out Loud, LOL, is to bring the youth outside, you know, just back to the normal, doing different activities, and also sharing, voicing their feelings and their perspective and stuff like that.
Philip, I know that you're also reaching out in surrounding communities. Randolph, I know you're working in as well. You've got your new location in North Quincy now. How are those activities going?
The Randolph one was extremely successful. We're so happy that we got the support from DCR and the and also from the Baker administration. It's a called Summer Night Out program. So we partnered with the town of Randolph and their intergenerational community center. It's called RICC. We provide three late afternoon and evening summer programs, including basketball, arts, field trips, and then pizza night. I think every Friday night was pizza night. So we have over 100 people attended every night. So it was like a 8 weeks long program. It's like 2 months. So it was a great turnout, and it was a great opportunity to also introducing different pathways for the students and for the family as well.
Can we talk about Lunar New Year? It is the year of the tiger this year. It's the 34th annual celebration here in the city of Quincy. It is coming up on February the 20th. It is a virtual celebration. So what's going to be happening, Philip?
First of all, I want to thank you and your team and QATP. You guys just been so flexible and supportive, because when we decide to go to virtual and you guys, you know, when we reached out, is the first thing you guys said yes about supporting and broadcasting and helping us to do the whole recording. Yes, we moved the festival to the 20th. It will be including all the different messages from Mayor Cook, from the legislators, including Congressman Lynch, and then our sponsors. And then we will also show the clip about all the youth volunteers and adult volunteers helping to assembly the packaging for all these gift bags that we're giving out. Hey, sorry guys, we have lots of background noise here. So yeah, so all the packaging assembly line here to show that all the work that we're doing. The gift bags that we're giving out is to as a kind of like a symbol of reminder to our residents and clients, people in the community, that we think of them, and then also is a continuum about celebration of the cultural festival. So so we're very looking forward to it. So
now, will you have the traditional entertainment that you normally would have at a Lunar New Year celebration? How's that going to work?
I know we usually have the lion dragon dance, and then with all the different performance. Unfortunately, we're not going to do it in person. There's no in-person performance, but we definitely will have some of the recorded performance at the broadcasting on the 20th.
Okay, so what time, Philip, does the event begin, and how long does it run, and how do folks participate in it?
Yes, so people can go to QARIUSA.org or QARIMA.org, and on the landing page, they will have direct access to watch the live on the 20th, and also tune into QATV at noon on Sunday, February 20th.
And the good thing is, if we have another snowstorm on that day, it really won't matter, right? Because it's virtual.
Joe, come on. Don't jinx it. We have one tomorrow or later tonight. Are you guys ready for that?
Yes, we're all set. We've got potato chips and coffee. We're good to go.
I mean, one thing that when storms like that, first thing to remind me is, you know, all the people working for the city and getting ready to help support, making sure that, you know, all the residents are safe and sound and stuff like that. So kudos to everyone working and supporting our constituents tonight and tomorrow. And be safe. It's going to be a tough one.
Well, it occurs to me, too, that if there is a language barrier, particularly during a storm like this or other major event, translation services would be crucial to inform folks about, you know, the emergency and how they can get through it okay.
Yeah, language access is something that the city, CORI, and different organizations and partners working really hard to making sure that all immigrants will have, you know, the language access to got the right information, got the right resources and services they need. But at the same time, if there's anything that you see you need and you want to find support, feel free to go to our website, give us a call. Again, our website is QARIUSA.org or QARIMA.org.
Okay, or QuincyAsianResources.org works as well. 472-2200, I know, is your phone number. So, Philip, for Year of the Tiger, tell me, what are some of the characteristics of people born in the Year of the Tiger?
It would be combined you and me, the personalities. fierce, relentless, and power, a symbol of power. And also it's a balance. So I think the Year Tiger will be after, rats is the number one, ox, and then tiger is the third one. And next year will be the rabbits.
Okay. And what year are we coming out of? What was 2021?
Is the ox.
The Year of the Ox. All right. What is happening in the Asian continent, in China, for Lunar New Year this year? What are you hearing about happening there?
Yeah, I think China and also my hometown, Hong Kong, there will be shelter in place. I think in Hong Kong right now, talking to my folks, the Omicron number kept increasing tremendously. So I think there will be a lot of shelter in place. And traditionally, when I was a kid, we would do a lot of celebration. It's kind of like a Thanksgiving style, if I have to put it in that way, is going to visit your relatives, your grandparents, you know, have a lot of food, gathering, celebration. Again, red pockets with, you know, money there. So all you can eat, those type of stuff. But for this year, with the COVID, they have to be told me that, so.
Sure. Well, maybe you can encourage folks during the virtual celebration on the 20th to, you know, have a feast in their own homes too.
Portion control. So as you can tell me, right? So portion control, again, for the last year, I personally become a vegan, plant-based. And so one thing that I have seen, and also from the culture that I came from, portion control, low sodium, and have a balance. Have a balance. Don't over consume, because health is important, and especially with the COVID, your foundation of health, being healthy, is critical. So, but of course, you can have a cheat day on the New Year Day. Not saying that you can. You can have a cheat day, but that. That also, for myself, personally speaking, has changed my life. So I'm very proud of it. So.
Very good. Well, one time we want to again remind folks, it's the virtual Lunar New Year celebration, 34th annual, February the 20th at noontime. And either through your website or right here on QATV as well, folks can enjoy it. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now, Philip?
I wish everyone happy Lunar New Year. Have a great, prosperous year, and be safe. And feel free to call us if you guys have any questions and any need anytime.
All right. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today, and to wish you a very Gong Hei Fo Choy, happy New Year to you and your staff and your family as well.
Hey, you're doing good, Joe. That's really good. That's spot on. Gong Hei Fo Choy. Wish everyone a happy New Year.
All right, Philip. Thanks again. Be safe, and watch out in the snow.
Thank you.